Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Favorite segments. We've been scouring over the data while we've been away, and we're back and we're ready to get back into winning some money and killing all your mates in fantasy.
Wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest.
No, neither would I.
Look, so we've been gone for 2 weeks and everything's changed. Well, we've been gone, James. The landscape of fantasy has changed.
Yeah, the Houston Rockets are now 17-7 and are a viable option for your DFS teams and for your fantasy players who have seemed to be pretty consistent performances out there, Tim.
Yeah, and I've been pleasantly surprised. That's the wrong word. I'm never pleasantly surprised with how good the Rockets are doing. I'm sadly surprised that the Rockets have impressed me this season. And I'm glad that one man, Eric Gordon, has increased his output, but we'll get to that later. But you're pleasantly surprised with your team, James, but I've gone the opposite with the Nuggets. I'm not all doom and gloom like some other Nugget supporters I know, but I'm not going to say I'm happy. Moody is just...
Yeah, he's been a terrible fantasy option.
I don't know what's going on.
People have been messaging me asking you, like, they're willing to just drop him, not even trade him, just drop him, even though a lot of people picked him in the top 60. So that's a pretty big turnaround to...
We can answer that in question time too as well, James. So there's a lot of stuff to come up on this show. I know we've been gone, so...
We'll go back into it, I think.
Let's get straight back into it, James. Who was hot in your team this week?
Only the two players that were hot this week, Jabari Parker and DeMarcus Cousins, and due to one day not having any internet connection, they both spent the day on the pine when they went big. And, Jabari Parker's had a good week. Giannis has been a bit down, had a couple of good games, but nothing to what we come to expect from him. So Jabari stepped up in those games, and DeMarcus Cousins just continues to be the force that he is.
I think that's the thing with Jabari. Okay, if Giannis has a bad game,
Jabari has a good
one. But when Giannis has a good game, Jabari just seems to fade away, even though Giannis likes to put up double-digit assists. So it's a weird phenomenon, is that? But no. In my team, my shooting guards went off this week.
Did they?
I had CJ McCollum. He had a stellar week, scored over 100 and something points. Eric Gordon as well. Dropped about 14 threes, I think. He's... three or four games.
He's actually hit three or more threes in his last 10 games.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been on my fantasy lineup, and I've been absolutely stoked with that. Cold. This is a contentious one. Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he has been cold, Tim. I would have to agree with you.
Compared to the numbers that he was putting out before, this is outrageously poor from Joel Embiid, from JoJo. And I don't think it's going to get much better, to be honest, with the return of Nerlens Noel, who even though... copped an ankle sprain or something. Not sure if they were being cautious with them, the 76ers, but all the big men are back. They have four big men who are competing for that one center spot, and I just don't think there's enough minutes to go around. There's 48 minutes. If they're all going to play 12 minutes each,
It's just not enough for Joel to be a consistent fantasy option. So we might talk about him a bit later, Tim, and you're so high.
Yeah, we might. And who's cold for you, James?
This is an easy one for me, Tim. Every single person in my team, apart from Jabari Parker and DeMarcus Cousins, were cold this week. I've been hit by the injury bug badly, like real bad. I have 7 injuries at the moment. So Isaiah Thomas, Mo Harkless, Jared Bayless, James Johnson, Chandler Parsons, and Rodney Hood, all missing time.
Oh, no. What's up? I'm not going to say I'm sad. I'm stoked.
It's been a disastrous week for me. I'm losing to second last place pretty comprehensively because I just haven't been able to have the players on the floor. And there's not much I can do. I mean, I've got to wait for them to all come back. So they've all been cold for me, Tim. Very disappointing.
I'm at the complete other end of the spectrum, James. I just can't stop winning. I got my first... someone actually stuck it to me this week. And we drew 4-all. I was scared. I thought I was going to cop my first L, but benching Trevor Booker obviously wasn't a good idea against the Nuggets. So I played Frank Kaminsky, and Frank Kaminsky is another one who hasn't exactly performed this week. He's been serviceable for what he should have been, but I was expecting better from him, and He just let me down. Who are some general players in the league, James?
Lou Williams has been on an absolute tear, Tim.
He's been destroying.
He's averaging, I think, 38 points or something, over his, maybe a bit less than that, over his last four or five games.
That's astounding.
Especially off the bench.
Yeah, especially off the bench.
It's insane. He's just been putting up... He can't miss. And he's he's been a fantastic DFS option at under 10K for most games until today. It was 12. But he's been putting up big scores, 50-plus.
It would be remiss of us to not speak about one man who scored 68 points in a game, Klay Thompson.
Yeah. I mean,
he's been superb this week. He's improved his numbers, actually, quite a lot. He started off with the effects of Kevin Durant. That was pretty obvious to see. But I think now Steve Kerr's worked out a good arrangement where Draymond Green's points actually get... He's barely scoring 10 points a game now, averaging just over 10, I think.
But he's getting those triple-doubles.
So yeah, he's getting rebounds, getting rebounds and assists, which is more important to your team, which I'll actually talk about later. Which is more important to the team than anything else. So, I think Klay Thompson's numbers are here to stay, to be honest, James. Probably just under 20 points a game is about right for him.
It's pretty good. I mean,
he doesn't do much else.
We talked about this earlier in the year that it was way too early to get Thompson in the top 30.
Yeah.
I would still agree with that.
Yeah, no, sorry.
If I was you. I mean, maybe a top 60 auction. Because all he does is score points and get three-pointers. And he wasn't really doing that to start the season. So, I mean, he's turned his form around, but I'm not convinced he's worth having in my team.
What about Mount Whiteside, James? Just keeps smacking him in.
I mean, Miami has been struggling with all their injuries. He's been a dominant force on the offensive end. Hasn't been playing too much D.
Yeah, but Whiteside doesn't play D. He's a shot blocker.
He gets his blocks and then that's it. But that's good. We don't like to see too much D here on the waiver wire. So Whiteside's getting it done where it counts on the fantasy end.
Yeah, he might not be getting things done for Miami, but he's definitely
getting things done for us, so that's what matters. So congrats to Whiteside on a pretty good week.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's get to the free agency, James. Who have we got on our waiver wire?
CJ Miles, Tim. He's back, and he's ready to go. I mean, he played a ripper game. He ended up playing 30 minutes in his first game back, and he was fantastic off the bench, taking Jeff Teague's minutes in the end. So I think... At only 33% ownership, it's a steal.
Steal, you reckon?
Yeah.
I was never a fan of CJ Miles.
No?
No, I just don't like him. I just don't think he suits my team's needs. Like, that's the thing as well that people might not understand. They're good players, but they might not always fit your needs.
Yeah.
No. I don't really need 3 points. I've got Eric Gordon, James Harden, CJ McCollum. So I wouldn't have him, but... Maybe you could use him in your team, James. I was actually thinking about another one, Tarbo Cefalosha.
That's a nice pick. He's been pretty good in the... with the Atlanta Hawks struggling, he's been put into the starting lineup.
Yeah, his minutes have been increasing steadily. He's only at 19% of teams, so this could be a roughie right here.
He does play a lot of D, Tim. It's an issue.
That's exactly why I picked him, James, because he does play a lot of D. He's averaging 2 steals a game, which is almost, well, probably one of the top 5 in the league. And if you need steals, Tarbo's your man.
Yeah, I know. Extended minutes now that he's in the starting lineup.
If he plays 4 games a week, or 5 games in that week, that's 8 steals. No, 10 steals. 5 games. Sorry, my maths broke a bit there.
We'll get him in.
10 steals. That's astounding. My whole team this week got like 40-something, which is actually pretty good. The person I was versing got like 20.
20 steals?
Yeah.
How many did you get?
40. I don't think I need more steals, but
this is shellacking.
Yeah. Told you, Tim's terrific team is pretty terrific.
Next one for me, Tim, Dorian Finney-Smith,
a Dallas boy.
Yeah, he hasn't got high ownership because he hasn't been too like his starts, but his output hasn't been fantastic. But with Bogut out, he's been playing longer minutes, and for some reason Dwight Powell hasn't been cracking the rotation for more than 20 minutes a game. And Carlisle's turned to Finney-Smith, and he's played well. Had him in my DFS lineups. He's scoring, averaging about 10 points a game. Got 1 steal, 1 block, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. I mean, that's not a bad output for the end of your bench.
James, what have we become in our 2 weeks away? We're talking about defense. Yeah, about too much deep.
Steals and blocks.
What have we become? What have we become? Where did we go? What happened?
Studying the wrong things, I think, Tim.
Another man, Dwight Powell, who we just talked about, actually, in 20% of teams.
He's an interesting option. I mean, Carlisle...
He's a double-double threat, I reckon.
If he gets the minutes.
Double-double.
When he gets the minutes, he plays well, but I don't know what Carlisle's up to over there in Dallas.
Rick Carlisle is the puppeteer.
Yeah, I know. He knows what he's doing.
He gets Dirk's lifeless body, puts his hands on him like a... What are they called?
Voodoo magician.
Yeah, just, you know, he's got his puppets at play, the puppet master, and just gets
Dirk's still coming back.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I reckon the only reason he hasn't retired is because he wants to go out on top. He doesn't want to go out because injuries, you know, pushed him out of the game. He's a champion, Dirk. We love Dirk. But I think, Dirk, your time's up.
Yeah, well, we did... this was actually
probably better for his health in the long term that he doesn't play again as well.
This was my do not pick up at the start of the season. I said do not pick up Dirk Nowitzki. This is exactly why. He's too old, too many injuries. And his game ages well, but I mean, when you can't get on the floor, it doesn't really matter how well you play. And in a pretty terrible Dallas team, they won't rush him back.
Well, I was just wondering about something. They always said that if you're a shooter, you never lose a shot. How come Kobe Bryant was bricking everything in his last season?
Tim, we don't want to make enemies of the podcast. Don't say bad things about Kobe, huh?
Kobe's dance will be all over us.
Exactly.
No.
And you got a sneaky little option there at the end, I see, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure myself, but Tony Allen, with about 600 question marks.
He's come out of nowhere.
600 question marks.
Chandler Parsons has been injured, so Tony Allen's been playing a lot of minutes.
Well, that's the thing. Where did he come? Where was he at the start of the season? I didn't see a name or mention of him.
He's just come out of nowhere. I think he's learnt that just playing defense won't get you anywhere in this league anymore. You need to be able to at least shoot three pointers or something.
He has added the three pointer to his game.
He's playing well, Tony Allen. He's just playing well. Offensively, he's getting stats.
The one thing you can count on Tony Allen is to hustle.
Yeah.
You can count on steals, you can count on blocks, you can count on rebounds. Assists and points was always his downfall.
It's a bonus, and he's been doing them. He's been getting them. He's been scoring well.
He's the complete package for a lower-end player. 10 points, that's all you ask for him, really. 10 points, yeah. Maybe 1 3-pointer, six rebounds, 3 or 4 assists, and then your 2 steals and a block.
That's handy.
0 turnovers.
That's handy. If you can get that from him, that's handy.
Because that's the one thing I've been punting in my team. I've been absolutely punting turnovers. I average over 100 a week, I think. It's just insane. That's what happens when you've got James Harden in your team. And Joel Embiid.
Yeah, and Joel Embiid.
The usage rate just...
But they win you assists and points, so...
So just looking at people you can draft. Speaking of draft, James, have you heard of the new daily fantasy app about to take the US by storm?
No, I haven't, Tim.
Well, it's called Draft. And it's a little different to the daily fantasy you may have played before.
How so?
Well, Draft combines the classic week-long matchup with regular daily fantasy contests to create a massive variety of contests. So their greatest idea is introducing a draft to daily fantasy. Now,
well, that was always my favourite part of the old season-long fantasy.
Yeah, we love doing the drafts. So you can play your daily fantasy contest, but instead of everyone drafting the same boring super team, you have to outwit them starting from the draft. The thrill and adrenaline starts even before the game start, James.
It's a pretty fantastic idea if you ask me, Tim.
Yeah, so James, do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I always like hearing a couple of jokes.
Did you know that unless you're a pro, like us here at the Waiver Wire, 90% of people on DraftKings lose every day?
That's a pretty shocking loss rate.
Yep, on draft, you're 4 times more likely to win.
Really? It's like free money.
Yeah, so contests range in size, but it's much smaller, so there's a higher chance of winning.
Well, Tim, you've convinced me to play with you, so do you have a special deal or a promo for me so I can jump in there and start winning more money?
James, I wouldn't be talking about this if I couldn't deliver. That's not how we do over here
at the Waiver Wire. No, it's not how we do at the Waiver Wire.
If you use the promo code
WaiverWire100
when you sign up, Draft will match your deposit up to $600 and give it to you as an added bonus.
$600 for free, are you kidding me?
Just for signing up, James. Just for signing up and listening to your friends here at the Waiver Wire. So don't forget that promo code, guys. It's
WaiverWire100 with no spaces.
Anyway, moving on, James. Free agents not to pick up. Here, I have an absolutely contentious one. I'm telling you right now, do not pick up Wayne Ellington.
No, I agree with you.
Really?
He does score well, but all you get from his 3-pointers and points. That's it. No assists, no rebounds, and does turn over the ball a lot. And he'll probably ruin your field goal percentage as well. He does have his good days, but I mean... Is it really worth it for the hit you'll take to your field goal percentage? He does have a lot of bad games. Like last week, he was 2 of 11 or something from 3. So that's not fantastic.
That's really annoying. I was expecting an argument. I wanted to argue.
No argument here.
Why? Argue with me.
No, there's no argument there, Tim.
You just ruined everything.
We'll move on.
But anyway, Wayne Ellington only scores points in three. Yeah, I know you said it already, but I wanted to be the one to say it. Wayne Ellington only scores.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Maybe 2-3 pointers a game. It's not going to do much for you.
Nah. I mean, there's better options, like we talked about CJ Miles. Probably a better option.
Rather have CJ Miles. Rather have Tarpo Cephalosha, if I'm honest. He wouldn't get that many more points less, but he'd do a lot of other things.
No, I agree with you. I'd rather take Tarpo.
There you go. Comprehensive advice here at the waiver wire.
Tony Parker team to not pick up.
Agree.
Agree?
Trash.
I mean, Pop's been watching his minutes. He's been resting him. No one even knows when he's going to play, how long he's going to play. I don't think Popovich even knows. He just does whatever. But Patty Mills has been fantastic.
Yeah, I picked him up at the start of the season, but sadly I dropped Patty.
I mean, he's probably not relevant in terms of a 10-team, a 12-team league.
Mm.
You probably need to go into the deeper leagues for that. But he's a pretty good option, Patty Mills. I'm pretty happy with how he's been playing off the bench for the Spurs. I don't think I'd worry about him in our league. But I mean, Tony Parker, he's affecting Tony Parker's minutes and how long he's playing for. So his output has really suffered this season, Tim.
That's another thing. Pop, you always got to be careful with Pop.
Yeah, rest his players.
He's not very helpful with the media. Like, there's a lot of teams, like the Nuggets, you'll find out about 2 or 3 hours before if someone's not going to play. If they're being rested, if what, there's injuries. They might not tell you exactly what's happening, but you'll know that they're not playing that day.
Yeah, with Wilson Chandler the other day, he was announced out 3 days before. They don't do any of this game time decision crap.
No.
But I mean, with Pop, it doesn't even tell you it's a game time decision. He'll just pull out Tony Parker about half an hour before the game when lineups have already locked.
He could have a life ending injury and Pop wouldn't have let you know until the game started that they're not playing. Maybe not during the game. You're like, are they ever going to come on? And they're just sitting there all track suited up, ready. They're dressed up, ready to play, but never enter the floor.
Pop just doesn't tell anyone about it. Frustrating, especially for DFS.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Very frustrating. Any other free agents we should be picking up, James? I think there's some more, actually.
Another person you could think of picking up, Tim, is Larry Nance Jr.
Really?
He's actually played well. Like, while Randall was injured, he played well, and he earned himself a couple of minutes. So, Luke Walton's been turning to him, and he's had a good impact off the bench, actually. 7.5 points a game, 5.7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and he averages a steal a game and half a block, so, I mean, he's pretty handy.
So you're saying you should pick him up?
Yeah, I'd be able to pick him up. That's not to pick up, but... No, but I still wouldn't pick him up, Tim.
So you just backtrack massively?
No, I mean...
This is another classic catch-out moment.
No, I mean...
We love him here at the waiver wire.
No, I mean, it's fine. He's played well while Randall was out. He earned himself a few more minutes in the rotation, but, I mean, there's better options. You're under your bench with Julius Randle now back and firing. I think you'll earn those minutes back from him, Tim. And there's just too many players up front for the Lakers for me to consider getting him on the end of my bench.
Another player you shouldn't be picking up is Brandon Ingram. We've discussed that
last week. We discussed that last week.
Well, 2 weeks ago. But yeah, another putrid performance again today.
Yeah, I think I'd stay away from him.
It's his rookie year. Leave him to mature.
Yeah, he needs to mature a bit before I'd go anywhere near him, my friend.
Someone who I'd actually consider. Well, I'm 50-50 on him. Nerlens Noel. Played well in the first half, actually. I was watching the Detroit-Philly game today and put up 8 points and got a steal. It was like 4 or 6 from the field. Didn't return in the second half, unfortunately, because of an ankle injury. I'm not sure if they were being cautious because they're winning by so much or he was genuinely injured. But I would consider him my team if he's not injured. He's just had a bad run of luck, really, with injuries. Not sure why the Sixers felt the need to draft so many centers, James. Especially Rishon Holmes, who I'm sure is going to be out of there fairly quickly with the rest of the depth there. But Nerlens Noel he's a superb center.
They've got some good quality centers in Joel Embiid, Julius Okafor, and Rishon Holmes, and Nerlens. But I mean, none of them can really play as the power forward with each other. They don't really complement each other. So I think Philly will probably work out a trade there somewhere. They did shop Nerlens at the start of the year. He may end up being traded, but I'm really not sure at the moment who's the one that makes way. But someone has to, and it won't be Joel Embiid.
No way will it be JoJo. That'd be insane to trade the rookie of the year. I've already called it. They might as well give it to him. All right, I think that'll pretty much sum up the free agents, because Nerlens should be a free agent in most leagues anyway. Buy low, James. This is a man I love to talk about. Nikola Jokic.
You are a big fan of Nikola Jokic.
I was hyped on him since his first game as a Nugget. 5 straight double-doubles coming off the bench. I've summed this up in 2 words. Get him. Do whatever you can to get Nikola Jokic. Because you can buy him super low, because everyone is disillusioned with the Nuggets and disillusioned with Jokic's fantasy output, especially because of the high expectations of last year. People picked him in the top 30, James.
That was pretty naive.
I said, I wouldn't pick him up top 30. I was thinking maybe about a pick 70.
Yeah.
And he was gone by then. So I was like, okay, keep away with that. Picked up Nurkic at pick 90, which is probably better. And it's turned out to be worse as it's moved on further into the season. But you need to get Nikola Jokic. The man is a triple-double threat. Probably one of the best passing centers in the league already in his second season in the NBA. I dare you to find another center who's better at passing than him.
Pau Gasol?
No.
No?
No.
Marc Gasol?
No.
Marc Gasol splits defenders with passes through the legs, Tim.
Did you not see Jokic's...
All right. I'm not going to argue with you about this.
I wish this was a video, because I would just show the video to the listeners of Jokic just staring straight at the basket and seemingly seeing Darrell Arthur out of the back of his head and just throwing it to him for Darrell Arthur's open three, which effectively wins the Nuggets the game.
So he did a James Harden pass.
But he's a center, James. He's 7 foot.
I'm just saying, he did a James Harden pass.
He's 7 foot.
I'm just saying.
Why is everything about James bloody Harden?
Well, when he's MVP, everything will be about him.
Called it. Can't wait for Westbrook to pip him as the MVP. James, just sum it up right now. Get Nikola Jokic. You could get him super cheap. You know what? I'm thinking about trading Joel Embiid for him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about trading Joel Embiid. Or I could trade Donatas Motiejunas.
If you picked him up.
Why would anybody pick up Donatas Motiejunas?
I mean, he doesn't look to have a clear-cut role at the moment.
Clear-cut role? You mean doesn't look to have a clear-cut team?
Yeah. The Rockets have done him.
They've played him. They do him like that. You know how they say, why you do me like that? The Rockets just did him like that.
Yeah, see, Tim, I don't know what the outcome of this is all going to be. There was all the contract arguments and everything. They finally signed him, and then they told him to go home from his physical exam. So I'm really not sure how this plays out. So
we don't have any breaking news for the people, James?
No, we don't have any breaking news for the people.
Don't have an inside source?
But he'll actually be... He's actually... You know, Tim, we should have mentioned him on Players to Avoid.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pick him up as a free agent. I mean, if he does come back, Sam Decker has played so well that, and Montrezl Harrell as well, has played so well that they deserve minutes off the bench as well. So, I mean, honestly, I can... Demonis's role at the beginning will be 10 to 15 minutes a game, and that'll be it.
Not much.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good for fantasy prospects. I mean, he's only going to be playing 10 to 15 minutes with Decker as the small forward and Harrell being with Nene and center, and Harrell plays some minutes of power forward too, but I don't see any big things coming from Demo this year.
Well, let's move on from Demo, James. That was Demo's body just shattering, Tim. He's got injured again. Oh, see you later, Demo. Rockets just unsigned him.
Yeah, mate. He just
we just heard him collapse from here.
Exactly. That was a pretty big explosion, I think.
Well, I think that's 3 weeks straight that someone's been sent all the way here to Australia with a crossover or injury or something.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Decker put Enes Kanter in his grave on the weekend, Tim.
As you said, James, he met him at the Chesapeake.
He met him at the Chesapeake. That was a pretty good gag. I was pretty stoked with that. I got about 5 retweets on Twitter, so get around that.
that's all right. That's pretty good. Seriously, we've got to move on, James.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Who are you buying low on?
I haven't got anyone, Tim. I'm struggling to find some people who haven't performed well, who are rounding into form. I mean, we talked about a couple who are on free agency options. I mean, J.R. Smith has been pretty terrible, and I don't know if he'll bounce back into form after his injuries. And, I mean, someone you can buy low. Does Tim Frazier count as buying low?
No. He just keeps putting him up. I don't understand.
That's probably the only thing.
He's on, off.
That's probably the only thing we've got wrong about him this year. I mean, Drew Holiday has been injured.
Hmm.
So, I mean, we're not entirely wrong. We did base it on the fact that he was injured. But Langston Galloway's played well, but I mean, again, he's not really worthwhile getting into your teams considering Drew Holiday came back today.
You wouldn't trade for Langston Galloway.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, it's pretty hard to find someone. I think you might be able to jump on Rudy Gay because he has been pretty quiet the last couple of games.
What about Harrison Barnes?
He's going under the radar, Harrison Barnes. But I think someone that has him will know how good he's been.
Yeah.
That's the only issue. I think Rudy Gay might be an option to buy low because he hasn't been fantastic the last couple of games. But
Sacramento themselves haven't been fantastic.
Exactly, that's what I mean. So I think you might be able to jump on him. Matt Barnes, if you want. You can get on Matt Barnes.
That was a one-off.
I'm kidding.
It's a one-off.
Just leave it.
Is that the Popo looking for Matt Barnes?
Yeah, they found him, Tim.
They got him.
Don't pick him up.
Yeah.
Maybe in the courthouse when he's meant to be playing.
I wonder what Yahoo will put up there. Do you reckon they'll just put injury or they'll put in jail? IJ.
INJ still counts.
Oh, it does. In jail, yeah.
So you can still go on your IL. You're in jail list.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hopefully he doesn't sue us for this.
We never said any of this.
Some slander.
We never said any of this.
Tim, he'll be selling high on. Let's move on swiftly.
I'm not actually sure about this one. I just put him there because you could sell high on him, but I think he may actually continue. Ersan Ilyasova.
Jeez, I mean,
diamond in the rough.
At the start of the year, someone from our league drafted him, and in the group chat we were having at the same time,
we were laughing
at him. And he said, no, he'll plant his ass on the 3-point line, and he will just drain triples with Russ and Oladipo just. Kicking it out to him, and he'll have a hell of a time. I mean,
he was kind of wrong.
He was kind of wrong.
But he's also kind of right.
He has planted his ass on the 3-point line, Tim, and he has not missed. It's just with Sergio Rodriguez has been chucking him the ball. I mean, Philadelphia isn't a good team, yet he still manages to find the space.
I'm not sure if that's completely correct.
What?
If Philadelphia is not a good team. They've shown something to me this year.
They're still... What? What's their record? They've won like 3 games.
Six.
So?
It's 3 less than the Nuggets, James. And the Nuggets are the hype man right now.
They're not fantastic.
That's 2 less than the Timberwolves.
They're not as bad as Dallas.
It's 2 less
they're
than the
Timberwolves. They're not as bad as Dallas, but they're still pretty bad.
I wouldn't say so.
Anyway, Ilyasova, sell high on him.
I don't think their record truly reflects their season.
Okay.
Argue me. I dare you.
Okay.
Argue.
No, it's your opinion. Free speech in this country, Tim. I'm not going to blow your head off because you...
We don't need to go into this, James. This is a basketball podcast. This isn't a breaking news site. This is a basketball podcast.
Make Australia great again, Tim.
Oh, geez. And everyone just close the podcast right now.
James Johnson, Tim. I'm selling high on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I mean, he played well. I did say pick him up.
I think he's lost his value already.
Yeah, he got suspended, and now he's got a mysterious injury, which added to my injury woes, Tim. I'm struggling, but I'm selling high on James Johnson. I've found a trade partner, and he's gone.
Maybe we should do a redraft. What do you reckon? You or me? We should go through our league and do a redraft.
My team's pretty good as it is. It's just I've got
well,
too many.
Pretty good at sitting last.
I've got too many injuries, Tim. Just too many injuries. They've killed me this year. Isaiah
what
Thomas.
Would you do to have my beautiful team right now?
You picked all my players. You had a better. I had the worst drafting position.
You had to pick 5.
No, pick 9. Never get the good, never get the bad. It's a pretty terrible spot to be in. Not pick 9, sorry. I'd pick 10. Otherwise, I would have picked Giannis, pick 9.
I'd pick 4.
Did pick 3. Did get Boogie Cousins, but.
That's all right. I picked up Harden because I was smart.
Because as I said, Timmy should have been your number 1 pick at the start of the year. I continue to say that. When he's the MVP, he'll affirm my. Statement, and let's move on from that because I'm right, you're wrong. I don't want to hear anything about it. Let's move on swiftly, Tim. It's question time. It's everyone's favourite segment. Time to ask some questions.
I think the soundboard's everyone's favourite segment.
Rip soundboard.
The soundboard will never be lost.
The soundboard is what makes our podcast fantastic. Smatho told me.
Yeah, Smatho told us.
Right. Shout out, Smatho. You're a champion.
James, I'm going to ask you this one, even though I'm the Denver Nuggets fan, because I want to see an unbiased opinion from this.
First off, who asked this, Tim?
Tyler asked this, James.
Thanks, Tyler.
Is Wilson Chandler's injury going to affect him moving forward?
No. I think he'll bounce straight back onto his role off the bench. He seems to have found his new self, Tim. He's been on fire off the bench. He's had one poor game probably in the last 3 weeks.
I mean, one poor game this season.
Yeah, and I can't fault him. I mean, I don't see the injury slowing him down. It wasn't his hand, was it?
It was his hip. That's what worries me.
No, I think you'll be right. I mean, he doesn't really explode to the rim and dunk on people anyway. So.
Yes, he does. Have you watched a Nuggets game, James?
Yes, I have. He shoots a lot of threes.
That's just what the stats say. If you watch him, he drives a lot. The thing that worries me most is he sat out last year with the hip injury. I'm not sure if this was the same hip, the same part of his hip that was injured, if it was the same flexor. But if it is, that's definitely a cause for concern. Because if he just had surgery that made him sit out a year and then there's a niggle in that injury, that's not a good sign.
Could have just copped a hit and it's a bruise. What did they say?
They said hip. Hip concern.
Concern. He'll be right, I think. I'd hang on to him. Wait for further news.
No, I'm not going to drop him. No. But I'm just worried going forward that it could affect his game. He could miss a lot of time. That's just speculation at this moment. I don't quite know.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to my friends in the Nuggets organization, but we'll find out shortly. And we'll bring you the wave of people who listen to the wave of the news.
Even though we're in Australia, Tim, we do have inside sources. People don't think we do, but we do. We know what's going on. So this one, Tim, comes from at NYJones7. Call me James. He's another member of our podcast network. He's a champion. Get around him. He asked Tim, with Malone getting upset and frustrated with Moutier's play, he seems to believe that Malone's going to make a change. Moutier for maybe Nelson or Murray? Who do you think's a better option here with seemingly Malone getting sick and tired of Moutier's poor performances?
That's a tough question, actually. I don't think Malone's sick and tired of Moutier's performances. I just think that down the stretch, Malone is probably one of the most competitive coaches in the league. He's not... If someone went up to him and said, "Are you guys tanking?" he'd probably punch him in the face. Like, losing is just not something that he could even think about. Like, he would never willingly lose. I just think that he wants to win games, and Moutier hasn't performed, so he's gone to Nelson, who has been in superb form.
Yeah, I know. Big fan of Jameer Nelson. I do like what he's doing there in Denver. But for fantasy prospects, Tim, who are you looking at? Jameer Nelson?
I'm not looking at dropping Moutier.
You'd keep him?
I'd keep him.
Can you handle his 8 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, and his 4 turnovers?
Keep him through the rough, because what comes out the other side could be majestic.
What if it doesn't come out this season? We're not worried about next season. We're just worried about this season. We ain't playing no dynasty league, Jim.
If you drop him, someone's going to snap him up. I can tell you that right now. Actually, if you're listening to these people from our league, drop him. I'll pick him up. I'm not scared. I can probably afford to have him on my team as well.
Interesting.
But I'll answer his question. If there was someone I was looking up, I wouldn't be looking at someone from the Nuggets. Jameer Nelson doesn't put up enough numbers the same as Moutier did. He does drop a couple of trays and scores points, but doesn't do as much as Moutier did assist-wise or rebound-wise, really. He just scores the points, and he does facilitate, but doesn't get the assist number.
So can you answer the question? Jameer Nelson or Murray?
I just said I wouldn't get it either.
Jameer Nelson or Jamal Murray? Answer the question, Tim. I don't ask the question. Actually, I do ask the questions, but they come via the people, Tim. They want to know. And just give the people what they want, Tim. Answer the question.
Jameer Nelson.
Thank you for that. Was that so hard? Jeez. Don't worry, guys. I got your back. I'm here to give the people exactly what they want and not worry about Tim's politics and his bullshit about the Denver Nuggets.
And you don't talk shit about the Rockets, James. Whatever you say is right, huh? All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Shut up.
The soundboard speaks for me.
Is Rondo a good fantasy option? Ask John.
No, Tim, I'll put this question to you.
I'd say yes, actually, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Rajon Rondo. Something I've been thinking about recently is points is kind of overrated. I mean, if you lose points... It's a massive take, actually. The points is probably the most underrated, is the overrated thing, because everyone's just like, oh, you score points, you're good, I'm going to take you in my fantasy.
No, I agree with you.
So what? You score massive points, but if I beat you in rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, I win.
Yeah.
And I could probably beat you in field goal percentage as well, even though I'm not scoring as many points.
Yeah, probably.
So I'd say Rondo is a good fantasy option. He does rebounds, assists, steals. Doesn't shoot the best field goal percentage. Shoots an okay free throw percentage.
No, it's pretty terrible. It's free throw percentage.
But I mean, I reckon he's... And he doesn't turn it over that much either. So I reckon he is a very good fantasy option.
Yeah, I know. Agree.
Points are kind of overrated in my opinion. Even though I am one of the highest scoring points teams in the league.
Just, I don't know what's going on with your team. I'm just trying to bring everyone else down at the moment.
Well, I'm winning, so I can do everything. That's right.
Next question, Tim.
All right, James, this is what we're going to end on.
Yeah, the last question.
A bit of discussion coming out with this one, I can tell already. Can Eric Gordon keep this up?
Absolutely, he can. Yeah, with no doubt. Maybe not to the same extent that he's playing it now. I mean, the 4 threes a game, I think he can keep up.
Really, 4 a game?
Yeah, I reckon he can keep it up. I think...
That's more than half team, than some teams score in a game.
No, I think he can do it. With this, Tim, I've been watching every... Houston are legit. Like, I don't think people understand. Houston are a serious force. They have played against some good teams and beaten them. Golden State, Spurs, they lost to Atlanta. But they beat Boston, and a lot of these games have been on the road. So, Eric Gordon coming off that bench has been fantastic for him. I said to you, when he goes back to the bench, it'll probably be better for him because he'll be playing against second units. And he's been playing in the first quarter. He plays with Harden against the second unit, Gordon and Harden in the backcourt. Start the second quarter, it's him and Beverly. And I think he's really found his niche in this team. When Harden's on the floor, he's a spot-up shooter, which is where he gets his threes, because Harden works, shakes and bakes and drives and does all his moves and controls the offense, and then he finds Eric Gordon standing, for some reason that I still continue to not understand, standing all by himself, and that boy don't miss.
Well, we always knew he had talent, did Eric Gordon.
Yeah, I know. In New Orleans, we talked about this team. He was a good player in New Orleans, and he just couldn't get it done with all the injuries he had.
I was quite surprised that the Rockets got him for so cheap, really. And
with all the money being thrown around this free agency,
you got it. I reckon it's a stellar deal, really. For
no, Gordon. It is.
I don't think he can keep it up, to be honest. I mean, he's good, but what he's doing right now is insane. I don't think he's going to score 26 points a game.
As I said, maybe not to that extent, but I think he can do a pretty good job. He will continue to make it rain.
But the thing is, if the Rockets can't keep it up, does he keep it up?
The Rockets can't keep it up. So
answer the question.
Yes. I think he does. I think Houston's success stems from Eric Gordon. So if Eric Gordon plays well, Houston will be playing well.
But I just said, if Houston doesn't play well, does Eric Gordon play well?
He still does. Even when Harden hasn't shown up, Eric Gordon has played well.
But their success is determined by Eric Gordon. But even if he's going to play good, they're not going to play well. So you're not making any sense, James.
Harden has not turned up in a couple of games. He's had some poor games. And Eric Gordon has been the savior off the bench, just clutch triple after clutch triple. He's the man, Tim. He's the man in Houston. He's a very good player, and I'm very happy that he's on Houston's team because I think he can keep this up.
But you didn't answer my question.
You said, can he keep it up? I think he can.
But you didn't answer my question. If Houston plays bad, can Eric Gordon play well? And you talked about
it. I think he can, Tim. I still think he can.
Thank you. Was that hard to answer my question?
Giving me some of the back, huh? Yeah. I think him coming off the bench, if the starting unit fails, he'll come on and be the spark. I mean, he seems to have developed a pretty good chemistry with both Beverly and Harden. So I think he can work because he gets deployed to be that energy and be that three-point shooter that people can't handle.
Hey, he's no the thrill.
No, he's better than the thrill. The thrill's nothing. He's not about the thrill, Barton. Okay, you're making me sick talking about the thrill. I just can't stand Will Barton. Tough for us to go, I think, Tim.
I'll let you go throw up in the toilet somewhere else then, James.
Yeah, Will Barton, just don't like any talk of him. Thank you for joining me, Tim.
I'm glad that we're back, James.
I'm glad that we're back.
It's good to be back.
Glad to impart some fantasy knowledge on all our listeners. Get you a couple of winners next week, hopefully.
Well, you must be listening to my advice if you want some winners instead of listening to James, because he's languishing down the bottom of the table. Psst. While I'm spearheading the league right now. Well in front. Psst. Well in front. Don't worry, the soundboard is...
That's my sarcastic laugh, if you guys don't realise what that is. Because I'm laughing.
Now I'm going to go throw up. Let's get out of here, James.
Let's get out of here. Thank you for joining me, Tim. And thank you for joining us, listeners. We'll catch you again very, very soon.